This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You're listening to the Productive Muslim Podcast, Season 3, Episode 4.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Day 4 of your Heart Detox Challenge. So, today your article reading is on ways to be charitable in Ramadan when you do not have money. So, if you are a student or if you are somebody who is struggling financially, there are many ways to give sadaqah that don't involve money. And this is an article that gives you 6 really beautiful ways to do so. And what this article so beautifully reminds us is that our actions are rewarded according to our intentions. So, we don't need to look at someone and say, well, they have the means to give far more than I do. If your intentions are sincere, then Allah may reward you more than He would reward someone else. And that's why we always need to focus on purifying our intention. And one of the key ways here of giving charity is making dua. Now, dua is something that I think is really, really beautiful. Having been an editor for Productive Muslim, I would say that probably the most rewarding part of working with Productive Muslim is the du'as that people give in the comments of articles. I always make a joke with my friends that I pray that maybe one of the many du'as that I have received from Productive Muslim comments will get me into Jannah. It's really an amazing tool that you can really use to help someone. If you don't have money, then make sadaqah using du'a. And now that leads me on to your next task, which is going to be Qiyam al-Layl. Qiyam al-Layl, I will be honest, is not something that I do quite often, if I do it at all. But I remember speaking to one person about something that I really wanted in life. And she asked me, oh, so do you do Qiyam al-Layl? And I looked at her and I said, well, no. She's like, okay, then you don't want it. I said, what do you mean? She said, okay, you know, if you want something from your parents, what do? You go above and beyond. You make sure the house is spotless. You cook their favorite meal. You are so sweet to them. You have the most amount of patience with whatever they give to you, even if they're mean to you, whatever, because you know you want something from them. And so you are trying to be on your best behavior for them. She said, how does Allah know that you want something? She's like, did you expect that you would just stay as you are? And, you know, you make dua and you expect Allah to give it to you. Is that how it works? I said, no. She's like, are you waking up in the night, prostrating to Allah and asking Him for something? And I sat there and I was like, oh, I am not doing any of those things, actually. She said, well, there you go. She said, in order for you to truly demonstrate how sincere you are to Allah, Qiyam al-Layl is a really, really good form of ibadah that does that. It's you sacrificing sleep, worshipping your Lord in secret, in the night where no one can see. And that's why tonight, you know, if Qiyam al-Layl is not something that you've ever done, we're going to use this detox challenge to start it, to start incorporating it as an easy habit that we can do. At the end of your Qiyam al-Layl, you're going to make a sincere, heartfelt dua for someone. It could be somebody that you love, or it could be someone that has hurt you and you want to make dua for them. Or it could be someone who you have actually wronged and you want to make a sincere dua for them. And your last task for the day is you are going to listen to a 10-minute Islamic lecture. As part of detoxing our heart, one of the things that we have to do, we have to take care of what we are watching and what we are hearing as well. So you need to make sure that you are feeding your soul many good things. It's not good enough in a diet to just decide, I'm not going to eat fried food. No, you also have to make sure you're incorporating healthy foods and that you're eating them as well. So as well as cutting out music and TV series, we are going to start taking in more things that will stimulate us spiritually and intellectually. So your 10-minute Islamic lecture can be a lecture of your choice. There is no specific topic, but whatever you listen to, I want you to comment it below and I want you to tell me what you learned from that lecture or how it has motivated you to be productive. These are your tasks for today. Very simple. Let me know how you get on with Qiyam al-Layl and inshallah I will be with you guys tomorrow for day 5 of the detox challenge. Have a wonderful day. Wassalamu alaikum.
Hey everyone, this is Mifra here. Now, just before you hit the pause button, I want to let you know something. We are having a giveaway this Ramadan to win the Productive Muslim audiobook along with a free one-year subscription to the Productive Muslim Academy. So this is the same academy that gives you access to the Ramadan course and all other great courses to help you be super productive. Now, the exciting thing about this giveaway is that the more you share it with your family and friends, the more entries you'll have to win this prize pack. So check it out by heading over to productivemuslimpodcast.com/gift. That is productivemuslimpodcast.com/gift. Thank you for listening and have a great day.